the struggle switch. Just find a comfortable spot where you're able to sit or lie for a few moments. And just take a few deep breaths and tell yourself to let go of any tension within your body. Imagine that the back of your mind is a struggle switch. When it's switched on, it means we are going to struggle against any physical or emotional pain that comes our way. Whatever discomfort is experienced, we will try our best to get rid of it or avoid it. Imagine this in relation to your pain. If your struggle switch is on, then this feeling is completely unacceptable. This means that we could end up with anger about the pain. How dare it make me feel like this? Or sadness about the pain. Not again. Why do I always feel like this? Or anxiety or fear about our pain. What is this doing to my body? Or it may be a mixture of all these feelings. These secondary emotions are unpleasant and unhelpful and a drain upon our vitality and energy. In response, we could get angry, anxious or guilty about the pain and how it affects us and how it makes us feel. It can become a vicious cycle. But what if our struggle switch is off? When the pain is there, no matter how unpleasant, you don't struggle against it. With the struggle switch off, the pain will rise and fall as the situation dictates. Sometimes it will be a bad day, sometimes it will be a good day. With the struggle switch off, you are not wasting energy and time struggling against it. Without the struggle, the pain is still there. There is still that level of physical discomfort. However, once you start struggling against it, the discomfort level can increase rapidly. This additional suffering we call secondary discomfort. Our struggle switch is like an emotional amplifier. Switch it on and we have anger about our pain, anxiety about our anger, depression about our depression, or guilt about our guilt. With the struggle switch on, not only do we get emotionally distressed by the pain, but we also do whatever we can to avoid it or carry on as though it doesn't exist, regardless of the long-term costs. And just maybe sit for a few moments and just reflect on the words that have just been spoken. And just maybe see how them words relate to your own self. And how you can turn your struggle switch on or off in different ways.